Michael Anderson uses a long bit on a drill to bust through the ice on Silver Lake in Eagle River.
That'd be a good depth for an ice castle right now.
There's plenty of ice for harvesting and forming into blocks for ice castle building. But this is the problem.
If we could get to it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
A deep layer of slush on Silver Lake makes it inaccessible to the machines and trucks needed to transport ice blocks. Without ice, there's no ice castle downtown, meaning Anderson has to let a lot of people down.
You'd walk around town and people would be asking you, you know, the big question was, is there going to be an ice castle? When is there going to be an ice castle? What can we do to make this ice castle happen? Because everyone just enjoys it.
It's the second consecutive winter without the castle, a popular attraction rising a few stories in the air. Anderson is the Eagle River fire chief and in charge of the castle. When he was a kid, he watched as his dad, who's also a firefighter, harvested ice and build the castle.
I don't know how much help I was, but I was out there to experience the hard work that the guys were doing at the time and the joviality and the fun that goes along with doing a good hard project.
Volunteers in Eagle River have been building the castle since the 1930s. They're still using one of the original tools for harvesting ice.
In order to start, it has a hand crank, and it's definitely before OSHA rules.
You can see a picture at WXPR.org. But ice thick enough for harvesting is just one part of the puzzle. The ice has to be relatively free of slush to allow it to be taken off the lake.
It's all about being able to get vehicles onto the ice at the boat landing in order to be loaded with 20 blocks of ice, which each block weighs about 60 or 70 pounds.
This year, highly variable winter weather has made access impossible, and the city has been able to build the castle just twice since 2014. For Leslie Knoll, stories like Eagle River's fit into a larger international trend in northern latitudes.
Ice has become a really important part of what a lot of people do to get by during those winters. For recreation or social uses.
Knoll is the station biologist at the University of Minnesota's Itasca Biological Station near Bemidji. She's the lead author of a study examining cultural effects of ice loss on communities. Ice loss could have a negative effect on up to 230,000 lakes worldwide.
This is a really unexplored area. There have been some studies looking at this topic, but way less than what you find when you consider the summertime.
Knoll's study brings in examples of ice-related religious ceremonies in Japan, Germany, and Switzerland, outdoor ice skating races in Sweden, and ice fishing tournaments in the United States. People are seeing a decline in ice cover, she says, but generally aren't associating it with its true cause.
People are noticing that, but then taking that next step to climate change, I don't hear that so much.
Knoll points out, in the north, ice often provides a sense of place, a sense of identity we were excluding. In Wisconsin this winter, poor ice conditions have already forced cancellation or modification of the Frozen Tozen ice fishing tournament in Boulder Junction, the Hodag Lions fishery in Rhinelander, the Loop Around the Lake snowshoe and ski race in Minocqua, and the Bike Across Bago on Lake Winnebago.
It's terrible. Could never drive on that.
For the builders of the Eagle River Ice Castle, wait until next year has gotten more and more routine. But Michael Anderson has learned not to be disappointed when no castle goes up.
Is it frustrating to you when you have years that you can't do it? Just because?
Not at all. Because for every year we don't do it, it makes the years we can that much more enjoyable.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Eagle River.
That's for sure.